Have you ever been determined to do everything on your own, only to realize that you can't? Hey, grab your coffee and join me as we look at a beautiful reminder that the moment we humbly ask Jesus for help is the moment we discover He's been more than enough all along. Fixer, a do-it-yourselfer. I do not like to ask for help. Why? I don't know. Perhaps it's because I want to prove myself. I think more than likely it's a pride issue. And I'm sure I'm not the only one in this club. I kind of find myself saying, no, I've got this. Or struggling silently until the task or the situation is over because I didn't want to tell anybody or ask anybody or burden them. And that's when you see me with this huge china cabinet on a towel so I can move it by myself across the floor. I know, it's dumb. But there have been times where I do recognize my limits. Okay, so I'll give you an example. I was reorganizing the back of our basement, and I had this huge, large tote full of glassware, heavy glassware. It was too tall to go on the, like, on the lower shelves, so the only place for it was on the very top, where it would have some more room kind of close up to the rafters. So with my stepladder in front of the shelf, I dragged my tote closer and I managed to get it up onto the very first step with me. Now, then I'm able to get it up to the second step. And with all that I had, I heaved it up onto the back of the stepladder and I tried to balance it there while I got my strength back. Now listen, at this moment, I was really hoping that someone would come in with a can of spinach and just kind of give me those Popeye muscles to finish the job, you know? But alas, nobody came. So I stared at the shelf and I was trying to figure out just how I was going to get this tote up and over my head. So I propped my foot up on the shelf and I mustered the strength to pull up the tote onto my leg. Did I mention how heavy this thing was? So as I tried to balance it on my knee, I contemplated how much of this stinking glassware I actually needed. So I took several deep breaths, I mean, just kind of hoping that I could have enough strength to get it up and over my head. My plan was to rest it on the lip of the next shelf until I could kind of get under it better and then lift it up and over. Well, I tried 3 times. And no amount of deep breaths would get that tote up there. And honestly, at the moment, I wasn't laughing. I felt defeated and pretty frustrated. So slowly, I lowered the tote back to my knee, and then back to the ladder, and then to the floor. My back was killing me, and my arms were shaking, and I was hot. I was very, very hot. Just to walk away, that's what I kept telling myself. But did I listen? No. I thought, okay, maybe if I just, listen, I mean, we could be here all morning if I told you how many ways that I tried to get that tote up there. In the end, I simply just couldn't do it. I needed help. I needed someone else. So I went to my husband, Sean. I told him my predicament and asked him to help me. And do you know what his answer was? He said, "I'll be right there." Man. With a swift lift and a push, he had the tote up there in just a few seconds. And all I could do was laugh. I mean, why on earth didn't I just ask him in the first place? See, there comes a time in all of our lives that we realize that we can't do it alone and we need help. We're continuing to walk through some incredible truths from the book of John this morning. Let's look at chapter 4 again. And this time, I want us to look in verse 46. It says, "So Jesus came again to Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he had heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and he implored him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said to him, 'Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe.' The nobleman said to him, 'Sir, come down before my child dies.' And Jesus said to him, 'Go your way, your son lives.' So the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, "Your son lives." And then he inquired of them the hour when he got better. And they said to him, "Yesterday, at the seventh hour, the fever had left him." So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said to him, "Your son lives." And he himself believed, and his whole household. A nobleman. I mean, I think this is probably perhaps like a Roman officer for Herod. A man that was capable of accomplishing great things. He had power. He had wealth. He could do just about anything that he wanted. But this man walked 20 miles to find Jesus because he couldn't help his own son. Notice how he refers to Jesus. He calls him Sir. See, this is kind of a humbling moment for a nobleman. He lowered himself under the power and the authority of Jesus, proving that he believed that if Jesus would just come, his child would be healed. But Jesus did something even better. There was no need for him to travel with him and go to his son. Jesus' power was not limited to space or time. I mean, no distance was too far for his healing. He said, "Go your way, your son lives." This miracle wasn't just for the man or his son. It was a testament to the power of Christ. Jesus had come to seek and save the lost, not just the Jews, but the Gentiles too. Many would come to believe because of this beautiful miracle, but it all started with this nobleman surrendering his pride and falling before the true King Jesus and asking for his help. He was believing without seeing. Have you done the same? There comes a time in all of our lives where we realize we can't and we need help. And there's only one who can, and it's Jesus. It's time to lay aside our pride, our self-righteous, do-it-on-my-own attitude, and recognize that we need a Savior. We were created by the Almighty God, but we chose to disobey Him. We brought sin into this world. And because God is righteous, all sin must be dealt with and judged. Sin brings death, but God, rich in mercy, had a plan in place to save us from the death caused by our sins. A sacrifice had to be made, sinless, spotless, blameless, and perfect in every way. So God gave us His Son, Jesus, to die in our place. He took on the sins of the world so that we might have life eternal with God and no longer be separated. But we have to come before Him, recognizing His authority and power, and ask Him for help, just as the nobleman did. Will you ask Him for that today? Will you believe? I'd love to talk more about that and spend a little more time in His Word this morning with you. I'll text you a few questions that will help guide us. If you haven't signed up for those texts yet, all you have to do is just text the number on your screen. Hey, go grab a refill on your coffee and let's dig back in. Thanks for joining me this morning. I hope you enjoy your day.